In the post-Fred era of my life, here's what I would tell myself on your average Tuesday night while absent-mindedly massaging some random corporeal swelling with sick-smelling medicated gel. You can just wait, you dummy. Stop trying to be happy now. You can just wait. That I could, and or would, just wait for everyone else to get old too. That I would just smile and nod supportively while my young, healthy peers ran through exhaustive lists of their carefree romantic encounters, pretending to listen with intention. Patiently waiting for the joints in their knees to erode and the disc in their backs to slip out of place so that they'd stop asking me why I didn't put myself out there more. And maybe start to understand firsthand what it feels like to pursue someone romantically when you are 30-something and have a physical disability, and your target is also 30-something and does not. How can I swipe left on Tinder when my gnarled and crippled fingers can't even work that way without a couple Celebrex? My joints are kind of a mess. There is arthritis in the metatarsal joints on the tops of my feet and in my knee joints and my hand joints, and I have nerve palsy and vitamin deficiency in my sciatic nerve. I think, sometimes when the doctor is rattling off a list of things, it all runs together. This makes my feet tingly, and when I stand up from sitting sometimes, it takes a few seconds. Red, an eternity in real life when people with normal legs are already hovering near the restaurant entrance because they had no idea it was going to take me so long, pawing awkwardly at the ground waiting to regain the use of my foot before I can step down on my left leg. And you should have been bored with this 20 words ago.